Headline: Garden Hacker Begins Laundering $11 Million Loot Through Tornado Cash. Published at 8:45 p.m., November 7, 2025. The hacker behind last Friday's $11 million hack on Bitcoin Bridge Garden has begun laundering stolen funds. A total of over $6 million worth of Ether and BNB has been deposited into Tornado Cash from the hacker's Ethereum and BNB chain addresses. At the time of writing, the hacker's EVM addresses still hold just under $500,000, and $1.8 million of SOL remains in their Solana account. Read more. DeFi Karma: Garden hacked for $11 million after bridging Lazarus's loot. The initial hack was met with little sympathy from the crypto security community. Indeed, the team received sustained criticism over its perceived unwillingness to curtail Garden's use by hackers, including North Korea's Lazarus Group. At the time of the hack, Garden stressed that the bridge itself wasn't vulnerable. The losses were instead confined to an external solver who appeared to have suffered a private key compromise. Blockchain investigators, however, remained unconvinced of the solver's independence. Read more. Richard Hart allegedly funnels $500 million in ETH through Tornado Cash privacy tools or on-chain laundromats. The transfers, flagged by blockchain security firm Certik, show funds flowing to the crypto mixing tool Tornado Cash in order to obscure their onward trajectory. Mixers have long been controversial. They are seen by advocates as critical to maintain financial privacy on an otherwise transparent ledger. Conversely, authorities have gone after developers for their use in obscuring illicit funds and money laundering. Users deposit fixed numbers of tokens to avoid matching deposit and withdrawal amounts between addresses. However, users must exercise caution over when they choose to use a mixer, as similar total amounts within similar periods can be matched to de-anonymize usage. Read more. ZackXBT cracks railgun privacy to expose Bitensor hacker blockchain addresses linked to Tornado Cash were sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury in 2022. Restrictions were lifted earlier this year. Despite this, and it being a non-custodial mixer, co-founder Roman Storm was found guilty of conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money-transmitting business in August of this year. Keone Rodriguez, co-developer of Bitcoin-based equivalent Samurai Wallet, was yesterday sentenced to 5 years for the same charge. Similar platforms include Railgun and Privacy Pools, though both have features to prove legitimacy of withdrawals. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.